Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At GabRadioNetwork.com. That's sales.
Yvonne sells cartoon balloons in town. It's fine, the business thrives.
Welcome back. Sir Elton bringing us back 7 until the hour. Thanks for sitting with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Jane and Pierce Howard, the founders and the directors at Center for Applied Cognitive Studies, Syntax.org. Pierce and Jane, Jane, tell us about Syntax.
Jim, Syntax was started 31 years ago, and we have originally started as more of a training and consulting company. And when we came across this five-factor model in the mid-80s, we couldn't ignore it. And we started pursuing it, the five-factor model of personality, and it has become our life's work. And it makes us jump up out of bed every day and go to work. And I've traveled. I've been on 6 continents. I keep hoping somebody will send me to Antarctica to be able to help people understand and use this for selection and leadership development and team building and coaching, and it's a great work.
Well, it's we've certainly benefited here from your work as you've shared it with us over the last 17 years, Jane and Pierce, and we thank you very much for the contribution you've made to our work here and to my audience. We're talking now about millennials, and it's been, as you can imagine, it's a topic that hardly a week goes by that somebody doesn't want to talk about this. And I always like to say that the millennials, my experience is that the millennials are probably the best humans we've ever raised. And I do believe that their values are very high. They're the most unpretentious group of people I've ever known, but they come in the marketplace, they come to work a little bit immature in terms of their experience and what's expected of them. They do come a little bit entitled sometimes, and they don't always know how to behave at work, and their goals, Jane, are different from my goals when I was 24 years old. What do you think?
I would agree to some extent. We do show that you have some that are very ambitious and some that are less ambitious and some that are not ambitious at all. That's what we see in the normal population. But what we have found in our research is that when we hire that 18-year-old or that 20-year-old or that 24-year-old, that as they begin their first full-time job, that tends to accelerate what can be a relatively slow maturation process. And so we find that when they go to work full-time, when they have a car payment they have to make, when they have an apartment payment or a house payment they have to make, or when they have a child that they're responsible for,
that grows them up a little bit.
That accelerates the speed at which they are growing up. Now, if you're hiring a millennial who's still working at home and mom's doing laundry for them and they don't
pay all their tuition.
And right. They paid all their tuition, and right. They don't have any student loans.
Or they borrowed all their money not only to pay for tuition but to live on.
Yeah. Then you may not see that maturation process occur as rapidly.
You know,
yeah, we did it.
Pierce, let me stick something in here. Jane just said, talked about the difference in the early part of her comment about how some are like this, some are like that, some are like something else. My experience has been that about 15 to 20% of the people of the kids I'm hiring are more like a baby boomer than they are a millennial. What do you think?
I'm not sure what you're meaning.
I wanted Pierce to comment on this. What I'm talking about is that they're more like, they think more like a baby boomer. They're more mature. They're more than I'll hire 2 24-year-olds, for example. One of them is a full-fledged entitled millennial. The other one can't understand that the other 24-year-old, because they're more like a baby boomer. What do you think, Pierce? Have you seen any of that?
What you're describing to me Jim, is individual differences, not generational differences. We did a study of community college students who were working full-time while going to school versus community college students whose way was being paid full all the way by their parents. And the behavioral scores on our assessments were significantly different for those two groups. You know,
So that's a good thing to screen for, isn't it, Jane?
Sure.
So that would be a way of screening for them.
You know the personality, and you use the personality assessment for hiring that person.
Yep.
You're going to have a clear indication of what you're hiring.
I encourage you to find Pearson Jane at syntex.org and look at their five-factor model assessment. I promise you, you'll be better off when you do. Pearson Jane, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Pleasure.
See you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.